What's up, guys, and welcome to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
What's happening, y'all?
I'm so glad that y'all are tuning in. We're over here having to rig some stuff up because my little MIDI that brings in the sound ain't working right. Yes, but
it's been a long, trying time. We've been through a lot this past couple 20 minutes.
Well, but we are here. Is This Gonna Cause an Argument is a podcast where me and my husband of 11 years discuss everything that's on our mind, whether it be relationships, whether it be politics, current events, family, love. We are talking about it. Well, if you don't know who I am Angel, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of the hosts. Tell them who you are, baby.
Marcus Tanksley. I'm the other host.
Yeah, he's the other host. Yeah. Yes, he is. This podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, as well as Google Play. And while you're over there, go ahead and rate us. It makes us more discoverable. We appreciate all the comments that you leave, whether it be on SoundCloud or on my YouTube page, which is That Chick Angel TV. That's where you can also watch this podcast. So go on over there and check us out and subscribe.
Y'all can watch me rarely tune in too. I'm trying to get that under wraps.
You trying to get it under wraps? Y'all, I wish you all could see us. We are over here having to be really intimate.
Yeah, we usually, if you tune in for the first time, we usually have headphones on, two different mics and everything. But like she said, we had a splitter. I don't know what you call that thing.
It's a MIDI.
It went bad again. So now we're over here sharing a mic and going back and forth. Go ahead. Oh, and for those of you who were tuned in the last podcast, and our regulars, if you are watching on YouTube, you can see that our ceiling is fixed.
Yes.
Last time it looked like it had a plague or a flesh-eating virus because yes, the paint was peeling off because we had a leak that I had to repair. And then we got it painted over. So anyway.
It looked like when somebody gets a facial peel and their skin starts to peel off. That's what looked like it was happening on our ceiling, that the skin of our ceiling was peeling off from a facial peel.
Like zombie ceiling, like if houses could become zombies, and you know,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
So you guys, you can follow me on all the social media platforms. You can find me at the handle at That Chick Angel, except for on Twitter I am Angel the Actress, but Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, That Chick Angel. Where can they find you, boo boo?
You know what, you can find me in the Drift. Anybody seen Pacific Rim? Oh
my. You are so silly.
Yeah. That's where y'all can find me. Y'all can find me on the, every now and then you can catch me on the YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV.
Yeah. Rarely he's on my Instagram, but sometimes he's there.
I pop up every now and then.
Every now and again.
It's like a rare delicacy, you know, you can't get it all the time. You gotta appreciate it when you do get it though.
Well, yeah, he's a delicacy. Didn't know.
Damn right. You damn right.
So babe, so what has either been grinding your gears or just giving you all types of life this weekend? I mean this week, excuse me.
Normally I would say the politics and stuff that's going on, but I'm not bothered by it anymore because it's just ridiculous. It's the same old broken record.
Yeah.
So I stopped paying a lot of attention to it. It is entertaining, like going back to watch it. I saw a Saturday Night Live sketch,
a parody of it.
Parody, yeah. And it was and that made me actually go watch some of the trial that the dude is going through. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, he actually didn't say some of that stuff. It wasn't all just comedic relief, but yeah, that don't even bother me no more. I'm like, hey, ain't nothing changed about this country.
You know, if just in case you're watching this weeks late, he's referring to the Kavanaugh, investigation before his
investigation and trial before he was actually sworn in
as a Supreme Court justice. And Marcus, he said to me today, he said, you know, they swore him in today. I was like, of course they did. They swore in Clarence Thomas after. Yeah. There was a whole investigation about him and Anita.
Yeah, and he's black.
Yeah, I said they swore in a black dude.
They can pretty much swear in anybody white that they want to. Like, they ain't even got to be a judge or nothing. It's like, what's he do for a little? Y'all, he a carpenter.
Nope.
Put him on there.
Right, I was like, they're going to have
but
to come
on. But he's
got
a record. Put him on there.
They gotta. It's gonna have to be more than the word.
He's got a swastika
word
tattooed on his forehead. Put him on there.
We can get it removed. yeah, I was like, no, it's going to have to be more than the word of a woman in a situation that happened a couple of decades ago for them to turn down him becoming a Supreme Court justice. So, but you said that's not what it's going to be. So what is it going to be? You brought it up as if that was going to be your thing.
I mean, pretty easy breezy. Yeah, ain't nothing been really bothering me. I just been trying to let stuff just go.
Y'all held and froze over.
No, you know, no, stuff don't always bother me. Nip, hold on. All right, you just brought it up.
So, exactly. Stuff don't ever bother you.
Because, like I said, I just try to let it go. When you talk about it, sometimes it just makes it worse. Just sometimes you just need to shut up about it and let it go. That's why I'm always quiet around this house. Speaking of this house, what's up with you and all these clothes all over the house?
What you mean clothes all over the house?
Clothes all over the house.
What are you referring to specifically?
Angel knows that I hate having to step over stuff. Like, I don't like clutter.
I don't either. I don't like clutter either.
You don't mind clutter. You are lying.
I mind it. I can't. You created it. Doesn't mean I like it.
Yes, it does.
I create a fat tummy sometimes and I hate it.
Then you don't hate it enough.
Maybe that's the case, but I do
you
the, hate
you
it.
You my you was grinding my goddamn gears this week. That's
how
what
am I grinding your gears, baby?
You are. How? I just told you, creating clutter.
Creating clutter. Now
it's foolishness.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, baby.
What's been bothering you? Let's get to talk about you.
What's bothering me? I've had such a good week. I can't say that anything's bothering me.
You can't
me.
Say nothing's bothering you.
I'm not you. Yeah,
you can't say that. Ain't nothing bothering you.
You know what's bothering me?
What's bothering you?
The clutter. Whatever. It's bothering me. It is.
It's like, so Angel knows I hate having to step over things. Like, I can't stand to have to step over something and something be laying in the floor. Like, she's leaving for New York here pretty soon. As soon as Angel walks out of this house, I'm going to clean. And it will stay clean because she likes to blame it on the kids. It's not the kids.
They are part of it.
They're a small part of it.
Go ahead. Let me finish. I said go ahead.
It's not the kids. The whole time Angel's gone, this house will be immaculate.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it will. When you get back, it'll be immaculate.
Okay.
What time you get back?
Monday, early in the morning.
Early in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
By noon.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
Aw.
So she... Asshole. So she folded up a bunch of clothes and put them on my side of the bed on the floor.
Whose clothes were they?
They were the baby's clothes.
Oh, they were all the kids' clothes, huh?
Yeah, they were. They were all the baby's clothes. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't put them up because you should have put them up after you folded them.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute.
You should have put them up after you folded them.
Or often, even if you didn't. Me, can I ask a question?
No. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Please, go ahead. Finish. Love
it when
you
finish. The clock is running.
Love it when you finish. Go ahead.
So, instead of just putting them somewhere else where I don't have to step over them early in the morning because I have to keep all the lights off when I'm getting ready, and the clothes will just lay there on the floor for me to kick around and stumble over and stuff every morning. She just left them there to the point to where Friday I was at work and I was like, would you mind moving those damn clothes? Yes, they stayed there all week because you stubborn and made me stubborn. I wasn't about to move the damn clothes.
When you asked me, did I put them up?
Say what?
When you asked.
Eventually, yes. You put them up today.
I put them up the day you asked me.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Maybe night. You did.
I did.
Something else was there. It's probably your stuff.
But yes, can I ask a quick question?
Hurry up, because we got it. We got to start the podcast.
How often do you fold and then put up the children's clothes?
Well, once I give this answer, I won't give this answer unless I'm giving the space and the time to explain why. It's been
really?
Is the time limit.
It's just, it's
can
truly.
Can I answer?
I thought we were running out of time.
No,
so
we are. We was. You know what I'm saying?
Based off the fact that you Hold need on. To explain. No. Because you said, can you do that? And I'm telling you, no. Because based off.
Based off. Now we ain't going to talk about it.
It's
so,
my
This week on Is This Going to Cause an Argument? We are talking.
Is there anything that's making you feel good?
No, not a goddamn thing right now.
Aww. I got some good wigs that's making me feel good. And I worked my butt off Thursday, got up 5-something whenever you woke me up, went and did my scripted acting job, my job for Netflix.
And I'm glad that you were able to go to that and do all that and didn't stumble over the clothes. And
I didn't because I can see at night.
Because we turned all the lights on because wasn't nobody asleep.
Okay, well, I could see. So then after that, I was able to come home and I was able to do some stuff for my channel. And then, why you move the mic? And then I was able to do stand up later on that night. I literally was able to work in all of the avenues of my career one
that's
day.
That's great. That is
killed
great.
Killed it. And went to my son's school. Was killing it as a mama.
That's great. It really is.
Thank you, baby. All right, you ready?
Proud of you.
If you don't have anything that you are happy about.
Let's quit while we're ahead. I'm happy about everything.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm happy about you.
Yeah.
You so fine.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're gorgeous.
Am I really? You think mm-hmm. that? Thank you. He says it like he's so upset that he had to tell me that.
I said it because don't you hate gorgeous?
Do I hate gorgeous? Yeah. I have gorgeous tattooed on my hip.
You said you hated being somebody being called gorgeous.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't think it's the word gorgeous. Yeah, because no, gorgeous is tattooed.
Yeah, I know the that. Words.
Do you? Do you know it? You want to smack it. So the topic of today's conversation or possible argument came from one of the subscribers. Marcus had found it, but I don't think do you remember who gave
what, the
it?
The one I suggested?
Oh, you suggested. I thought you found it in the thing. He wanted to talk about meeting new couples.
Yeah.
I know as a mom, that's like a huge thing. When you become a mom, we have to kind of, I'm sorry, we're in a little bit of a
like
limbo.
Swallowing me right now.
I have no choice because your arm.
What about
your,
like this?
Because your elbow
is. Let me do this then.
Okay, perfect. Yay. He's now cuddling me like we're Michael Jackson and old girl in the movie theater of Thriller. You remember that? When she got scared and she like cuddled in his arms. You remember that?
You can't scare nobody from Baltimore.
You can't. So anyway, I remember.
I'm taking over the whole mic. Though.
Okay, I remember when I first became a mom, and even as a person who works in the mommy genre, that's a big question for folks, is finding mom friends, finding people who are in that walk of life with you. So the same type of thing happens when you become a married couple. While you don't get rid of all your single friends,
But you are trying to find like people with the same
like energy vibe. Yeah. Because sometimes you might meet people who it seemed like on paper you all would get along with very well, but then like the vibe is off. Like they team too much and you just can't deal with the energy that they bring into stuff.
Right.
So in our 11 years of marriage, I don't know. We've made a few.
Yeah, we made a few that we are glad are out of our lives. Is that what you're referring to?
No, I was gonna say made a few couple friends.
Oh yeah, we done met a lot.
Like our first couple friend are the two of the godparents of our kids, BJ Carter and Tora Carter.
We didn't meet them. We were already friends with them. Like
we were kind of friends with them, but we became couple friends. You and BJ were cool, but me and Tora only kind of knew each other in passing. Me and BJ knew each other, but it wasn't like me and BJ are cool. I'm going to have him be the godfather of my sons.
All right.
No, like I feel like our friendship.
That happened after we were married.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking kids.
Yeah, no. That happened after we were married. This is about couple friends.
Yeah.
They were probably.
BJ's my best friend, so like I was in his wedding and everything, so.
Yeah, so like they were the first couple friends. Because the thing is, I have my best friends, but it's not that we're friends as a couple with their
right.
spouses.
Right.
They are one of the few that we're like, that's our couple friends. Like if we're back home and we're trying to go out as a couple, those are the two that we would probably go out with, or either, you know, my sister and her husband. So like it was really easy at first. And then when we got out here, well, we were living out here, the problem was all of my friends were single.
Yeah. And I didn't have no friends out here. My friends were basically her friends, unfortunately.
Yeah. So you got a whole bunch of single girlfriends, Marcus working out at the gym with a bunch of single dudes. And it was just like, okay.
I know some of y'all already thinking, it's like, oh, why don't you just introduce them? Nah. It ain't like that out here in LA.
No, no, not at all. Not at all.
I wasn't about to introduce anybody I'm cool with, any chick that I'm cool with, to no dude that I know. It was like one or maybe two that I would have been like, oh, no, that's a good dude. I would hook him up with somebody I know.
Right, right. So as far as in like finding couple friends, like I feel like Marcus is way more hesitant than I am. And explain to them why, or if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
No, I'm hesitant. Not even a couple friends, just friends, period. After moving out here, I had to do that whole introduction to like, oh, this is so-and-so. I had to do that meeting you introduction so many different times because of Angel. For one, I didn't know anybody. Angel's career, so I have to go to her events and be social and get to know people. And I got to the point to where I was never like an extremely social person. Like even when I was like, even when I was single, I wouldn't go out and try to meet everybody I could. I would still kind of fade to the corner and kick back till my song came on. So,
are you sure? Because you used to carry a snake around your neck at festivals. That does not like I'm hiding in a corner. Nobody
swarming up to me with that snake. They might. Her name was Smith & Wesson.
They might not have been running up to you, but they definitely would notice.
Yeah, it would definitely draw attention. But again, that wasn't to get to know people. It was just kind of showing off, like meet Smith & Wesson. So anyway. Scoot back while I'm talking, because you got this goofy look on your face.
It's called love.
Shut up. Anyway, so I had to do this whole, you know, meeting everybody. So at this point in my lifetime right now, or in my life right now, I'm tired of that conversation. I don't want to be put at a table with a bunch of other dudes but just because we have similar interests and our wives are friends. Like, I don't care to get to know anybody new. And it's like, that's just me. It's like, no, I could do without. Like, oh, yeah, it'd probably be a bunch of cool people there. I don't really care that there's going to be a bunch of cool people there. And like, when I do meet cool people and they're genuinely, like, I can sense how really are cool, I will attract to them. It's like, okay, no, those are cool people right there. But for the most part, I don't go seeking that out. But if I come across it, I don't avoid it.
And, you know, what I feel like sometimes is very difficult with us, especially like the instances that he's talking about, of like that happens a lot with the Mocha Mom events. Like, you know, we'll have couples night out. And sometimes I think Marcus puts too much on just having a conversation like that to him. I don't know why that's so exhausting. Like, it's just the conversation. It's not people that you have to be cool with afterwards, yeah, but
it's a conversation that I've had to have so many times. Like, when you put, like, when you're meeting new people, it's usually because y'all have a common interest. It's like, oh, you do this, oh, you add, oh yeah, I got a social media, oh, I do too. So y'all get into that, y'all intrigued by each other. It's just like, so what you do for a living?
Well, how about don't start the conversation off like that? Forget the formalities. Y'all not trying to be like friends.
But with guys, it's either what do you do for a living and sports.
You could take it another level, though, Marcus. You don't have to go with the norm. You could talk about something.
I don't care about putting that's what you.
No, I'm saying, but just I'm saying instead of going for, okay, this is what guys talk about, just talk about whatever you're interested in at the moment. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, if we go out, if we're on a date, we're not talking about work a lot of times. We're talking about stuff that's happening in the moment or stuff that's happened with our kids. So I'm saying, why not have a conversation about what's in the moment? That's actually what happens more so with women than what you think. You're thinking it's like, oh, social media. Okay. It's like, no, what's happening in the moment?
Because you're married to a man that's not absorbed in sports, that's how conversations start off with men.
I'm saying you started off differently. That's what I'm saying. Why don't you take the initiative
to start
off?
That does happen, but it's still to the point to where I don't really care to put this much energy. And let me tell you, try not to. Why can't you just tell me I got something on my nose?
Because I didn't want to have to tell you. I was trying to just wipe it off. I was trying to wipe it off.
Back up.
I was trying to so they could hear me. You forget there's only one mic. It's still there. Let me get it. It's a hair. It's one of his unruly nose hairs.
So, but yeah, it's like when you sitting there and you talking, it's like, hey, what's going on? It's how the conversation go. Hey, what's up? What's your name? Oh, I'm Harold. Oh, what's going on? I'm Marcus. all right, man, how's everything? Oh, yeah, it's cool. So who's your wife? Oh, that's my wife over there. Oh, okay. So did you catch that game? I'm going to be like, hold on, hold on, hold on. But did you see that new car that Lexus just dropped? Like, ain't nobody going to revert.
No. I'm saying you already know what they going to do, so don't let them go there. What's up, my Marcus? That's my wife, Angel. Who's that? Oh, okay. Yo, have you seen that Lexus car? Just take the conversation. You don't have to give it to them to lead.
Okay, again, you're telling me to put a lot more energy into something that I don't even feel like doing to begin with.
Then this lies the problem.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not a problem, but I'm letting you know where I'm letting you know where I am.
And man. I know I'm just asking you to try something different. That's it. That's
and
all.
I have tried different things. I've tried different things. You know what happens when I try those different things? A lot of times I end up in conversations with a bunch of weird dudes. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be some weird people that she sets me down at a table with or I'm in the middle of a conversation with. It's like...
He's so judgmental.
No, I'm not judgmental. If they weird to me, they weird to me. It's
that's
like
judging.
They come off extremely socially awkward. So it's just like, so how am I supposed to curb it? So in the meantime, they
you don't think you don't think you come off socially awkward?
I know I do, and I'm fine with that. And I don't push my socially awkwardness onto people. It's like... Oh, it looked like he don't want to talk. I ain't going to talk to him. Good job, sir. That's exactly what I was going for. So I'm sitting there. We having all these awkward looks and conversations, and they talking about football, which I don't watch right now. And all this stuff is going on, and they over there having the time of their life. Cackling, giggling, laughing, knee slapping and all of that.
Because women, literally, we could talk about anything. It does not have to be something of common interest
but
at the beginning.
When we're put in these situations, it's not from something that I'm involved with. It's something that you're involved with.
Which then makes you involved with it.
No, it
do
doesn't.
You see?
It makes me involved with their weird-ass husbands.
Don't say that. They might listen to this podcast.
I ain't saying
you call
them.
Them.
I'm just saying this in general, like in your industry or whatever.
He's like, you got to understand, I do acknowledge the fact that my husband has to meet new people all the time because that's just the way my industry is set up. I don't get to work with the same people all the time. Only few are blessed to be able to work with the same people year after year after year. So the last time he got that was when I was working on ER, and it was the same people for 3 years. That time is over right
those
now.
Those were my people. I miss y'all, ER.
I mean, hopefully there'll be another time and day here in the near future where I'll be working with the same folk over and over again, and then you'll get to know them and not have to re-meet new all people. Right.
But then again, Angel always, she actually pointed this out to me. It's like, she's always says I have a gift of discernment. Like, I can read people. I get their energy. Like, within 5-10 seconds of talking to somebody, I get an energy from them. I kind of can gauge what kind of person that is. When she sets me down and I'm sitting there talking to somebody for 5 minutes and I'm just like, this is not the two personalities that are going to hold together and be very, you know, hey.
I'm not saying to hold together to become friends. I'm just saying in the moment, just be cool.
In the moment, I'm always cool. I'm not never just, I never just shut down while you sitting there talking and I'm in a group of people. I'm engaged every time. I'm never back there like arms crossed. You know,
you have done that before.
I have done that before, but that's while listening to other people. I'm just like letting other people talk at this point. Now, at some of your events, yes, when it's time to go, it's pushing up on 11:30. I got to be up.
It could be pushing up on 10. It could be pushing up on 9:30. If he don't want to be there, that's the way he looks.
That's, no, you a lie. Don't even do that. You know, I'd be toughing them events out with you until you get really long when it's like, you ready to go? Yeah, I'm ready. And then an hour and a half later, you still running your mouth. We trying to get
listen,
out the door.
You be toughing them up, but I don't think you realize what you be looking like when
oh,
you don't
I'm looking
be.
Like that on purpose because
no,
it's
no, no,
taking
no, no,
you
no,
too
no,
long.
No, 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 no. Prior to getting to that point, when we're at some place that you don't want to be at, like when you walk in and you can tell, oh, God, why am I here?
You damn right, yes.
Your look is that way.
Okay. I'm good with that.
See, it's
again,
not.
Again, I've had to do this for 10 years.
Okay.
And I'm still not used to it. And it's like, you put, everybody knows Hollywood is weird. That is not a secret. I'm a regular 9 to 5 guy. That's me.
You're not regular. You got a podcast. You be on YouTube.
You got a podcast. I'm just on here. I'm a regular 9 to 5 guy. So to put me in these rooms with all these creative artists and stuff is like, let them artists talk.
But you're an artist as well.
Not to that level. That's not my life. That's not what I do. I'm not allowed to be weird for the sake of being weird so I can be more creative. They are. That's what they do. They good at what they do.
Look at them getting all passionate.
I ain't getting passionate. I'm just letting you know what it is. You put the blinders on.
I don't put the blinders on. That's a lie. What it sounds like you do. No, it's not. It's not a lie.
But Marcus, why don't you just do that? Hey, why don't you just do that? The thing why don't is, you just is go that the shooting with me and have fun.
I tried that. I did.
But try it again. You need to try it over and over. I will. Well, listen.
But I'm asking. I'll go with you again. And
have fun. Don't be all flinchy.
I will do. I could try that again.
Try different guns.
I would try that.
Do it for 10 years. We'll talk 10 years from now and see. And see, that's something you'd actually get into and actually like.
Marcus, shut up for a second.
No, so you want me to be talking, be one.
Because here's the thing. Marcus puts so much judgment on them being, on people being weird and not just being like, okay, they weird. All right. It's like a thing for him of like, oh, they're weird. I can't deal with you.
How many friends do you have? I'm talking about friends. I ain't talking about sororos and all that. How many friends do you have that wouldn't be generally considered a little weird?
Everybody around me is weird, including you.
Whatever.
You are, so, dude, you one of the weirdest.
Okay, Angel. Anyway.
I can't believe that you don't see that in yourself.
All right. So like I was saying,
are you serious?
Angel's friends. Are you serious? Angel's friends, I'm cool with. They are some of the weirdest. Angel's known for attracting weird people. Are you not?
Yes, including you.
Okay.
That's what's crazy, that you don't see it in your own self.
How am I weird?
Marcus, the way you show love, the way you treat people that you care about, you think is just okay.
How many times, even on this podcast, how many times have people been like, oh my God, that's just like my husband.
Their husband is weird too.
Okay, all right, so we all weird. So does that make us weird or normal?
I didn't say we are all weird. Only a couple of those people said. All the
husbands are weird.
Not all of them.
All the husbands and brothers are weird.
Not all of them, because they didn't say all of them. It's only been...
Let me know. Comment below. Let me know if I remind y'all of somebody y'all know. And if that person's weird, or if they just a cool, honest person. Anyway, Angel's putting the blinders on.
The second couple that we became friends with were Mike and Donna. Now, Mike and Donna, we met via our son's preschool. Their son was our son's best friend. And somehow it worked out, because sometimes that doesn't work out where your son's friends, close friends, are going to become your good friends. Now, we don't kick it with Mike and Donna often, but when we do, we always have a good time.
Yeah, like Mike and Donna are cool. Me and Mike have nothing in common, but Mike is one of those real cool people. He's hilarious. Both of them are hilarious. They both trip me out.
Yeah.
And we could spend a whole afternoon, whole day, whole weekend together, and it'll be fun because they're not weird.
Oh my goodness. Did you just say Mike and Donna aren't weird?
Mike and Donna are not weird. They're hilarious. They're not weird. Don't make me start giving examples of weird people.
Let me tell you what Donna would be like. So I guess Marcus doesn't know us.
I do know them. They're funny. They're not weird. What makes them weird? Say one thing that makes them weird.
Say one thing that makes
Give me one example that makes either one of them weird.
Okay, wait a minute. First, give me an example.
I'm not talking about career or what their interests are.
Give me an example of one of my close friends that is, besides Nina.
I was going to say.
That makes them weird. And then
are you going to bleep out the name?
Unless you, are you talking bad about them, about their weirdness?
No, they know that I think they're weird.
Okay. Okay, yeah, she's a special case. She's a special case. What about her makes her weird?
What is not weird about
No, tell me like the specific thing that makes you feel that way. Then I'll be able to pinpoint something better with Mike and Donna.
The way Madison eats. The first thing we noticed about her after getting cool with her.
That she eats really slow?
I hope you believe it's out. No, she knows this. She eats slow and she eats like she's about to feed a baby ant. That's how small she cuts her food up. Like you can set
have a whole fitness meal. Trainer. So she's got to, you know. Keep herself excuses together. For this Keep it together.
You want to name somebody else? That's just one thing about it. It's a bunch of weird stuff about What else? Who else? You want me to keep going?
No. So something that would make Mike and Donna possibly weird. We love you guys, first of all. Let me just say
that. Oh, they know we love them. But that's, hold on. But with the one that I just named before, that's one of those things where it's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing it? And it is to the point to where if you holding a conversation with that person and have it sitting down eating, it's just like, would you please hurry up and finish that?
That's just the weird, like, habit.
That's what make people weird.
That's what makes people weird?
Yes.
You left off the S. That's weird.
Angel's trying to annoy me and make me mad, y'all.
I'm not trying to annoy you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
That's what with these goofy looking eyes.
Why am I?
Anyway, go ahead. Come up with an excuse.
Okay, something that Donna will do. Donna always asks us if something she's doing is weird.
She'll like what?
She anything she does.
Give me an example.
She'll be like, "So I decided that I wasn't gonna throw him a party. Is that weird?" And then she'll throw the biggest party the next day for a child.
That's just like a decision that somebody made.
But the fact that she asked if things are weird.
Okay, did y'all hear the difference in our examples? That lets you know. That lets you know the type of stuff that Angel's on.
Let me tell you, is at one end of the spectrum because she is very. What is weird about that?
Did you just say that?
I'm
sorry. Not weird. She's just crazy as hell.
No, okay. Now you're not about to call my friend crazy.
I said you're gonna bleep these out. She ain't crazy.
I'm not about to keep talking about this person.
All right, let's move on. She can't keep talking about that person. Let me think.
All right, moving on to the next couple. No. We're gonna move on to the next couple. See, we'll get back to the weird talk because this is about.
I proved my point.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, what I'm saying is we need to move on, but you did not prove your point. The next couple friend that we made were Shania and Keith and Carlin and Aleem. So it was two couples kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
And that was a miracle in itself because when Carlin told me, "Oh, my goodness, your husband has to meet my husband," I was thinking, no. No.
Yeah, they're both working. I don't even know if y'all knew we were both like working electrical field.
Yeah, that's how she. How she knew.
Because Angel came home and told me, "It's like, oh yeah, met this. I know this girl, and she said her husband works in electrical. Blah blah." I was like, "Are you serious?" But I was outgoing. See, back then I was all about it. I was like, "All right, yeah, let's meet this person. Let's meet that person." This was years ago.
No, you weren't that outgoing. That's a lie. You end up meeting them. We went out for a party. And that's how you met them. It wasn't like, so you want to go, like me schedule us to go out to dinner. It
okay,
wasn't
but that party
like
we was going to, what was that party?
It was a mom-to-mom party.
Mom-to-mom party. How many people did I know were other than you?
Oh, nobody. But
exactly. So you can't say that I wasn't outgoing.
No, what I'm saying is you aren't. You say outgoing as if you would do more than what you do now. You will go to a party with me now.
Yeah, but you know, you don't invite me to that stuff where you know there's going to be one of those events where it's like, unless it's purposely put on, like the one that y'all did, the whole couples night that y'all did recently, you don't even invite me to that stuff where it's just like, no, I'll go this by myself or I'll take, you know, Denora or Brisha or somebody with me so you don't have to go. Because you already know this event is not going to be for Marcus.
Right.
Like that, you done used them up. Like, yeah, now you ain't use them up, but it's like, you know, not to invite me to those. So it's like, why am I going to be there?
Especially because I know you're not willing to just look past people's weirdness and just have a good time. You're going to be
and
like.
And 9 times out of 10, it's in the middle of the week anyway.
That too,
Tuesday
obviously.
Night, yeah.
Obviously, but right. I'm saying the other reason is because I know you're not. The thing is that Marcus has definitely not had as many jobs as I've had, but he has switched jobs, and some of his jobs have had, you know, parties that I've had to go to. It's one time a year.
Every company I've been with
Look,
has
I'm
one
not,
listen, party once
I am
a year.
Not trying to say it's anywhere near the same amount, but what I am going to say is that your wife is always very amicable. It doesn't matter if I'm having a crappy night. I'm going to be nice to everyone.
Absolutely. If I only had to do that once a year, I would be the life of the party.
You really believe that?
I know that. If you'd be like, look, we got to do this one. I got to do this one networking thing. We got to go to this thing. Same time as, you remember we went last year? Yeah, we got to do it again. It's just once a year. What should I wear?
I wonder.
I'm going to be the talk of the town, life of the party. Angel, your husband, he's so outgoing. Oh, my God, we love him so much. He's so nice and polite, and he's so talkative and blah, blah, blah.
Is that how they all talk? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I say all this to say is that it has been not the easiest thing for us to make couple friends. But we have along the way, like when Marcus really gels with somebody, usually I'm the easy one. There's very few people that he can pair me with that I'm not going to be like, okay, this will work. Now, he has brought people in my life that tire me out, but I take it like a champ. I take it like a champ.
Now, you know, you don't brought, it's vice versa. You don't brought people in my life that I'm just like, come on, I could do use less of them.
Yeah, but I think I take it better than you do. Do I not?
I don't think you do.
Oh.
Because the people that I brought into your life ain't around you nearly as much as the people that you bring in my life. People that you bring in my life are around a lot more often. And you know that.
I am nicer and they want to be around me more often.
No, it's because of your career and you just always randomly got random people over.
Still. Okay, you just need to admit it off top. I am just a better people person, though. You know I am. I ain't got to like a person and they ain't even got to know.
I never said I was a better people person than you.
Well, that's what I mean by top.
I don't like meeting new people.
Well, then why even refute what I just said? I said I am more amicable. Did I not? I said when you bring people that are a little trying and take my energy, I still am very amicable.
And I am too. You can't say I'm not.
I'm saying I am more so.
Okay, sure.
So you don't believe it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's all that I'm saying. All right. Why refute it? Just go with it.
I went with it.
Oh, so you trying to pay back. You think you going to get on my nerves? I ain't going to let it happen. Because you're too.
I'm about to turn this off because it's been going too long.
You're too sexy. It's not been going too long. We have to make.
They're annoyed at this point.
No, they're not. They're not annoyed.
You want me to keep going down the list of weird friends?
No, but let's talk about what is your advice to making couple friends?
Be honest with your spouse on how you feel about that person.
The couple?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or that person. We got couples where it's like, you know what? That person is cool of that couple.
But the other
one. We could do without. Or you could do without is usually you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. You a lie. You a lie. I've got a lot of married friends and you are not friends with most of the husbands.
Because I don't know them.
No, you've known them and you've met them and you cool. You just like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm cool because I ain't trying to be buddy-buddy.
This is what I'm...
Yeah.
So it's not usually me.
No, I don't avoid... Like I said, I don't avoid people, but I'm not running up to be best friends with them.
I didn't say that. You're missing are. The point. You said I'm the one that usually right, is the right. person that's saying, no, that person don't work for me.
That's I didn't say you- usually.
You did. Nah,
I don't even remember, so I don't care.
So, be honest.
Yeah, be honest. It doesn't have to be people of similar, you know, interest and all that type of stuff, but just make sure y'all have a good time. Like, Mike and Donna, them and Angel have a lot of similarities in things that they're interested in. However, me and Mike just have a good time because he's hilarious. And he finds me hilarious. Like, we just sit around and trip each other out. But yeah, that's the main thing. It's just like, it don't matter what careers are or what, any of that. As long as y'all are cool and can hang out, then do it. But you got to be honest with the other, with your spouse or like, yeah, I'm not really feeling them like it. Or they may suggest something stupid like she just did. And it's like, oh, take it a different route.
For her sake. You know, so two examples that I'll give of things that end up being cool. So since we're dealing with the world of YouTube, I had met Gabe and Babe the year prior to Marcus meeting them, Gabrielle and Chad Rader. Met them the year prior to, and I was just like, they seem like cool people. And Marcus didn't really know any people really other than the Mom's View girls that were in my profession of online creating. And so I told him that I wanted him to meet them the next year. He did, and they were cool people.
Yeah, they mad cool.
They were cool people. So today was another instance, but this time I was like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I think you'll like these people, because sometimes Marcus becomes resistant just based off of him thinking, oh, somebody's trying to match him up again with friends. He's just like, I don't.
Because it's been done so much.
I get it.
All right, then stop doing it.
I didn't. Don't make me hurt you. So today we worked with DeVal and Kadeen Ellis for Couch Conversations for Facebook. And I was just like, oh, we're going to work with these people. I think I was like, I've shown you some of their content. It'll be cool. Yada, yada, yada. He ended up hitting it off.
Yeah, mad cool.
Yeah.
They my people.
They
I
your
like
people.
Them. Yeah.
So that's the thing. That's the only thing is that sometimes I'm glad that you allow for connections to be made.
I definitely allow it.
Yes, but you do become resistant if you think that it's the meeting up is purposefully to see if there's a connection.
Yeah, you become that's annoying. I'm not a child or a puppy. Don't just put me in the ring. Hey, go play. And that's what women. Hold on, everybody knows that's what women does. It's like go talk sports. Hey, he's into cars too. Go put them together. Like, nah, don't do that.
But I think you do need to recognize that you become more resistant when you think that's the situation. And you're not as open when you think
I'm
that is the situation.
I'm glad you pointed that out. And I will only strengthen that.
So tell
no, seriously.
What?
You I will only strengthen.
I hate you. I hate you. He's way more. So for couples night, he's resistant because he knows what it is.
It's corny.
It's not corny.
It is corny.
You are so
whack. Why I gotta be couples
night? That's weird.
We just all right, it might be weird. Why I gotta be couples night? We just sitting around and just, all right, sit down and talk. Like, nah, just throw a barbecue or something. Or like, let's just say, hey, we going out to this bar. We meeting up with a bunch of other people. Cool, let's do it. But it's like, no, y'all got to reserve tables. Y'all got to sit around. Now we just got to sit there and force to talk to each other.
Well, we want to make sure there's enough seating for all of us. That's all that is. That's all it is. We don't want to be trying to pop up to a bunch of different places trying to find space. Listen, convenience is convenience. I'm telling you. So tell us what your thoughts are. Is couple friends something that's important to you in your marriage or in your relationship that you're in? Or if you're single, do you feel like you have couple friends and you're like the third wheel, or you don't have couple friends? It's like once your friends get married, you're just friends with the person that was your friend prior to marriage, and that other person is just an accessory that is around every now and again.
Is that a question for me?
No, that's a question for the people. Well,
you need to type that out. Ain't nobody gonna remember all that you just said.
They don't have to remember it. They only answer in one part. There's one part if you're married, one part if you're single. Lord, you just being so, it's he's been drinking wine, so he's been really sassy today.
Yo, we did a filming at the house last week, and I think we got mosquitoes in the house, and I think I just found a new bite.
Aww.
So I was scratching, and I wasn't paying attention to what she
had. You jerk. You guys come back next, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after next for a new podcast. I'll be back from New York for the YouTube Next Up camp because I got selected. 8-8-8. Again, rate this podcast. Let us know your comments below. And we're going to do really quickly before we sign out the comment of the week. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. From Kelly, I want to say Huang because I just auditioned for Fresh Off the Boat and the last name is spelled the exact same. So Kelly Huang, she says, oh, I freaking love you all's podcast. End up on my subscription. I freaking love it when you all's podcast end up on my subscription feed. Keep up all the wonderful, insightful discussion and conversation topics. And then she put a crying emoji, a heart, and prayer hands. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Really appreciate that.
Yes, and I'm glad that I said your name right, Miss. No, I said it right last time. I'm gonna say it wrong this time, so I'm just gonna say Monique. You know, that's your second name, girl. All right, guys, we will check y'all in 2 weeks. Y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.